Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our next session in Buddhas and Butterflies as we dive into transforming grief into its healthy role of dispersion, letting go. And we're working still with the context of the fight response. So I'm going to invite you to settle on in, making any adjustments as you get comfy, cozy. I'm going to do the same here. I feel like my chair is a little far away from you. A little bit closer. There we go, that feels better. And as you make any adjustments, I'm going to invite you to, as you settle in, give yourself a few breaths. Even just starting with taking a couple of breaths on the exhale with sound. So breathing in, and letting it go with any particular sound that seems to come through. We'll do two more of those. Inhaling here. One more, inhaling, any sound that wants to come through. I'm just connecting to your breath in any way that feels right here, becoming mindful of it. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in, to receive, to drink in life. Every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go. To make space. In every breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below you. If any part of that is pleasant, even neutral, taking time to savor and appreciate it, to be with it. Then I'm going to invite you on purpose to scan your environment, either outwardly with eyes open, inwardly with eyes closed. You can also scan inwardly with your eyes open, if that feels right for you. Feel free to honor that. And as you're scanning here, letting your gaze land on anything in particular that feels good to be with, or option to let one of the other senses locate that as well. You may hear something that feels pleasant to be with, internally or externally. Perhaps you smell or taste something. Orienting towards pleasantness. As you do so, I'm going to invite you, once you land on that thing, to begin to notice what it is you like the most about that thing. And as you notice that, continuing to appreciate and savor the goodness of all the things you like the most here, but whatever it is you've landed on. And letting yourself be really mindfully present with it. Lovingly present with it. Thank you for being here. And thank you for being here just as you are. And thank you for all that it's taken to arrive here. Thank you to your villages that support you in all the ways that they do. Thank you to your families, your ancestors, your lineages. With great reverence, thank you for all that's gone into the creation of you. and the deepest of thank yous to those that have caretaken and stewarded these very lands, that have nourished us all, that have nourished those that have come before, and those of us yet to come. Thank you for those precious gifts of life itself, of nourishment. And we ask that today's work continue to serve in really good ways for all of those beings that you're in touch with, you're in contact with, that touch you, that love you, and that you love back. We ask that today's work honor all those that have come before in your family lineages, all those ancestors. May they be heard for both their needs and their wisdom alike. Thank you. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. As we tuck in for today's session, we need to start by balancing pelvis to I'm going to say lower face, so it works with the jaw and the mouth, and the nose is in there as well. So everything that's up here is thought to mirror everything that's located here in our pelvis. As we work with both of these areas and we connect them, we need to run circulation of all the healing resources. Blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that drains those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness, right down to all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons, working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help our nervous system and our immune system alike, along with really most of our body-mind, to heal. And also circulating the balance between yin, feminine nourishment, and yang, masculine protection, as well as where they intersect and they come into union, circulating that too. And through the body-mind, running hydration, helping these cells to take in water and joy and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And if we think of the pelvis overall in this moment as representing foundation for pleasure and joy, and all things mouth around nourishment. What is it to open to what nourishes you with pleasure and joy? What is it to open to pleasure and joy in new nourishing ways that connect deeply to you? If we imagine that all the connection points between the jaws and the hips begin to interweave, and the very center-ish of that is the heart's and the navel working with connection and centeredness, the heart with love, with harmony, with dignity, with respect. And seeing as all of that you open to nourish with via pleasure and joy get to feed this capacity for connection, to respect, dignity, being centered in love and harmony. As this weaves together, it's primarily working through the front body. The front body overall connects us, embryologically, developmentally speaking, to our rest and digest system, to the part of our nervous system as well that responds to that fancy name, the ventral vagal portion of the parasympathetic nervous system. Don't worry, no test on any of the fancy names ever. And as we work with this, we're doing an emotional release of grief from the 12th house, house of endings. And it's like there's anticipatory grief for the goodness that all the work that we just did with the front body that might be available to bring you. It's like, sure, that might come in, but it's just gonna go again. It's just gonna go again, so why bother taking in the goodness of life? And this part seems to feed the other parts of you that like to really fix things. It's a cycle that gets created to constantly be in need of something to be fixed if we have that perspective. Or to be saved or to be managed in some way if those words ring more true for you. This, I'm gonna say, I'm gonna word it quite strongly, this addiction to fixing, which I'm well aware of in here as well. It often undercuts the capacity for other people to get what they need, for other people to learn what they need. And it usually ends up depleting us. And it creates unnecessary currents of discontentedness that typically bring out our need to then fight or to push our way through. One could argue even the desire to fix, manage, etc., by means of all those different behaviors that we use, there's a wide variety of them, is also in alignment with the fight response. Yeah, so what if we can actually just take our hands off the wheel just a little bit? I'm going to share a little mantra I learned this year the hard way, as we often learn our biggest wisdoms and lessons in those hard ways. And the words here are much like a permission statement. You can use the word he or she if that's better for you. They need more help than I can provide. Oh, yeah, your fixer doesn't always love hearing that initially. But if you hang out with it for a little bit, it may actually bring new perspective, may actually bring comfort and soothing that it's actually not anything that you are in lack of. This doesn't point to your lack. This sensibility actually points to you taking good care of yourself and honoring yourself, your needs first. And you're allowed to meet your needs without needing to fight through them, to be heard, to be seen, to be met. And as we release this grief around this all from this 12th house, we're linking it through to the organs that process grief the best, the lungs, the large intestine. These are all metal element things. And here, as we work with metal elements, healthy roll and dispersion, letting go, I see like a vortex open up, and it's swirling through the front body, working its way down the conception vessel meridian through the midline, till it reaches the perineum, and then it goes down through to the feet, into the earth itself. I'm seeing it almost like a magnetic vortex, like it's actually able to ground you no matter whatever else is happening in these contexts of the various things that I've outlined, of the fixing, of the fighting, the fight response, and of being able to take in pleasure and joy in a way that lands in harmony and can be received in nourishing ways. And it's as this happens, as it connects to the earth itself, it's like we all start tapping into the earth's wisdom around how she does this. Because she knows this, she's learned this, she knows how to make this regenerative with all of her ecosystems and her cycles that work naturally. So as you ground the earth, it's also a connection point to receive her wisdom. And as that arises, it gets to feed not just you, but all your ancestors, pardon me, all your ancestral lines. And it's working through the kidney meridian, starting with the kidney one points in the bottom of the soles of the feet, and rising all the way through to the head brain, the earth's wisdom at your core, supporting what's here, supporting what no longer also needs to be held here as well, and washing that away gently in the way that only Mama Earth can really do. And as this grounds, as this gets swept away, and as the earth's nourishment arises through your system, what is it to breathe that in? As it happens, we're also releasing, I'm going to call it a layer of the martyr complex, the layer of poor me. Coming off of the upper back and back of heart alike. And as it comes off of the back body, releasing through it the emotion of grief around how much parts of you have known that this is a good, healthy energy to have present. And yet the protective mechanism haven't allowed it to flow as readily through, and there's grief around that. As we release the grief from the internal fighting, the internal keeping at bay of nourishment, of the internal pushing, keeping at arm's length, guarding, bracing, releasing these layers of grief one by one by one. And there's actually the true Christmas spirit, there's 12 of them. As we make our way through the layers one by one by one, at the core of it, I see like a little brown seed. It almost looks like a coffee bean. Ah, it's the seed of agitation. And this agitated energy at the very core of this all that's been creating or holding all this in place has a name. And it carries with it a consciousness. The name and the consciousness alike are that of displeasure. Of displeasure. And as we take this seed and we drop it into the earth, planting into new soil, I see it taking with it all the experiences that you've had in previous relationships, whether they were romantic, whether they were with family, whether they were with friends, where you experienced either backstabbing, or I'm going to use the word gaslighting, meaning they led you on to believe something that wasn't actually quite true. And through those experiences, there was a sense of how it is you derived your own sense of worth, and the meaning that you made of your worthiness based on how other people seemed to be treating you. I was like living into those expectations. I talked a little bit about this yesterday in the Body Talk study group, so forgive if this is repetitive for anyone who may have also been listening to that. When we encounter old relationships, old friendships, which is this is often a time of year where we visit people a little bit more, in that way, there is often a sense of regression going back to the old patterns that you held when you were with those people at different ages or stages of your life. In different stages of your development, may have held different behaviors. So think of this as helping to relinquish the need to have to act in any particular way to align with those old ways of being and behaving and interacting and connecting with others previously. So this is doing an awful lot of work, this little coffee seed, coffee bean seed thing. And as we plant that into the soil, it continues to be attended to by all things maternal, all things nourishing in this earth. I see it interacting with all the different root structures, the different plants and trees and mushroom kingdoms alike. And it's relearning what it actually means to be held in healthy connection, to be tended to be received by others in ways that it can actually begin to slowly but surely trust again. And as it leans into the energy of trust, the blueprint, the foundational blueprint of all those 12 layers that we peeled off of grief, at its very core, get tended to with a cellular repair. We're doing this through the genetic coding of your ancestral lineage. We're going back 6 generations through both sides of the family lines. When it seemed at that point in time, there was something that happened in the modern lifestyles that we lead that led to this idea that it had to matter in a certain way so much how other people received us, so that we in turn could be, well, so that we could figure out how it is we fit in, how it is we received our worth. And although that's always been the case, there was something that happened about 6 generations ago that got a little bit twisted up. And it got pathologized in an extra layer of meaning making that actually just isn't true. And as we work with this, I see a glow from the heart. We're actually bringing the lights of your heart and the lights of your ancestors' hearts alike and linking it through to that seed, through to the earth, nourishing it with the energy of you. And as the seed begins to sprout again, it begins to be in alignment with your heart's energy. The desires that you have here around what it means to be healthily supported in healthy connections. And as it opens up, there's a really interesting layer that also points itself into awareness around what it means to be valued by others, and that being an interesting reciprocal mirror for how it is we receive value monetarily, financial prosperity speaking. And as we work with this, it's going into the base chakra. Which looks like a really big vat. It looks like a cauldron, is the image that I have of it. And the cauldron isn't boiling. It's kind of empty and depleted and shut down and collapsed. Like it's forgotten how to do its healthy role of creating the abundant medicine that it's meant to carry. So for this cauldron, we're going to go to the eighth house, which works with death, rebirth, regeneration. And I'm actually going to invite this particular cauldron to die. And death, we mentioned this a while back, I believe, is a certain energy, it carries a certain energy of flow within it. So death is actually not an ending point, it's not a finality. It continues in its own way to carry forward momentum and dispersion at the same time. And as you work with this, the death is of the need to fight to prove your worth. The need to have to fight your way through to be valued monetarily alike. Whatever layers are ready to go, invitation to breathe, and if it's you're open to it, we invite you to press out just a little bit on your heels on your inhale, regardless if you're sitting, laying, standing. Invitation to press through the heels on the inhale and let that go on the exhale. And just continuing that for maybe a dozen or so breaths. Feel free to continue with it longer if that calls to you. And think of this as literally breathing new life into the cauldron of your base chakra. And what is it to have the medicine of your entire maternal line, including all of those that have been potentially condemned as witches? What is it to have their medicines one by one begin to be born in a new cauldron? As this cauldron dies away, fades away, dissolves, in its place becomes something new. There's new life, there's new aliveness that's here. And the cauldron begins to receive these gifts of your ancestors one by one, knowing their medicines, knowing their wisdom, and holding it with deep reverence, with dignity, and being able to offer it while in connection to others or to yourself. What is it to have their medicine flow through all things base chakra? And as you ground into the medicine of your ancestors, releasing layer by layer of previous rejections, of what they may have offered to you that haven't come through, and releasing any particular layers of grief. I see it around the edge of the base chakra itself, creating it's historically created a bit of a barrier to letting new possibilities in. So as this layer of grief goes, I accept my presence with wonder and awe. I accept my presence with wonder and awe. And as that happens, also releasing a layer of overwhelm. This has been a lot for this little nervous system. Base chakra, kidney and adrenal complex alike. So releasing the need to hold this low self-esteem, this lack of self-awareness around your actual beauty, your actual gift, your actual wisdom that's been here all along. It's just been protectively masked. And as that happens, bringing in circulation once again of all those same healing resources to all things base chakra and perineum. Bringing in circulation to the very presence of you and allowing the layer of mind connection that happens through to the base chakra to really settle in connection here as this all circulates, having that nourishment pour through both the mind, the part of the mind that relates to the base chakra and all its thoughts around this all primarily, as well as the base chakra itself. And as you circulate this through to the thoughts, through to the mind, bringing in the consciousness of what the skull carries best, which is that of clarity. Beautiful. We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and to receive here. My computer is about to die. I'm just going to plug that in. There we go. I'm giving that another couple of slow deep breaths, letting this really integrate nicely here. And then we're heading into the connection between all things through the neck, the shoulders, and through the arms, down through the elbows, hands, wrists and hands and fingers. And it's the tendency to hang on to the desire, the need, the want to actually fight. And this energy pattern is carrying the energy of try me. Like, go ahead, give it your best shot. Try me. I will destroy you if I need to. And looking at all the grief around how that's pushed away, kept away, what it is you've actually been wanting to magnetize or call in or draw in towards you. And through that, releasing. I'm going to call it that impulse to go into that try me energy. I'm actually going to run a Sidri here. It's going to continue for the next 7 days until we meet again. Starting with C, all those same healing resources once again, followed by D for defrag, much like a computer defrag or a spring clean. Taking out the clutter that doesn't need to be here and what remains can be ready to reorganize and utilize for healing. Then all the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, reprioritization, getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking, opening up to possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And then I see, hard to explain this image. It's like chimes and waterfall energy all at the same time. It's kind of like sparkly and light and bright. And it's like a waterfall, but light, lightly raining down through the entire governing vessel meridian, bringing in the lightness, bringing in sparkles, bringing in joyousness. And it's bringing in the reclamation of lights. That happens in a couple of days as we move into the solstice. I believe the official solstice precise moment is tomorrow evening. And as the energy here gets honored, as it rains down through the governing vessel meridian, through the back body, through the masculine, through the yang, through all the layers of protection that are woven here, releasing anything that's in the way of being able to literally reach out for what it is you're wanting to call in. The energy of reaching out itself is actually masculine. The drawing it back in towards you again is the feminine. As we work with the masculine energy here, bringing in essentially the energy of regeneration and reinvigoration to give the body the nourishment in its own way that it's needed to actually protectively reach out for what it is you want. What if protection wasn't just limiting? What if protection was something that you could open up into and use in a healthy, aligned way on the other side of releasing all the other layers that weren't so much serving? As I say that, we need to release a fair amount of grief from the shoulder, back of the shoulder, that's been literally protectively fighting against that. And as we rewire what it means to have healthy protection, protection that protects our things like being able to reach out for love, reach out for your needs, reach out for money, reach out for whatever it is you're reaching out for. What is it to consider that a form of both nourishment as well as protecting the capacity to call in more and more of that, all the things that nourish you? And that again is now linking through to the 12th house where we began. Releasing, surrendering anything that's been habitually in the way of protecting yourself from being able to reach out for what you want, what feels good for you. And as you open up to that, release. There is a capacity here that the 12th house also carries to surrender into that, to just allow this to do what it does best. This has been innately here all along. It's just been a little bit, well, you think of it as twisted up like an adhesion is. As we release this, much like we do an adhesion, there's more room for flow to happen, nerve flow, circulation of all of our healing resources begin to flow. And then we're aligning this with also doing a little bit of work on the right hip, opening it up to be able to literally ground foundationally into this, supporting what it means to open up into going after what you want. And then through the entire spine on the right side, releasing the grief of all that it's taken to hold you back, or that's been perceived as you being held back from being able to take the actions that would be protective and nourishing for you. As we release that, it's coming off of the dorsal nerve roots of the entire spine, all on that right side. And this is roughly where the bladder meridian runs on the right side as well. Well, it runs on both sides. Chinese medicine doesn't left, right, yin, yang, in that kind of a way. It does it a little differently. So I'm taking a lot of liberties here. As we work with your masculine bladder meridian, which is very much about taking control, like having the means to take control of a situation and act in an appropriate way. Also works with nervous system regulation, so being able to stay regulated in your nervous system while that happens. And also supports your reproductive system. And as we do this, releasing the energy around being pissed off the times you felt anything masculine. It may have been men, it may have been the world, our culture, our society. Anything that felt masculine, that felt like it was blocking your way forward. And with it, also releasing that energy of like, fuck you, that went with it. And underneath that anger is a tremendous, tremendous amount of grief. What if you didn't have to fight your way to be in this world, to be respected by all things masculine? And what if that change happened internally first, to be mirrored externally? We're going to tap this part out here. Invitation to breathe and receive. And if it feels right, I'm going to invite you to take your right hand to your right shoulder and just begin to slowly, slowly extend it while you make a little sound. Ah, and doing that a couple of times. And as this gets tapped out, releasing the adhesions through this pathway of what it means to literally extend outwards again without the need to fight, to drive it solely from a sense of lack or low self-esteem or low worth, without needing to prove in any way to anyone. Breathing here. So again, that hand coming to the edge of your shoulder on the side of it and pushing outward sideways, or potentially a little bit forward, a little bit backwards. Play with it through a few different angles. Might even go upwards a little bit or downwards a little bit. And as that happens, releasing the various different fibers of all the different rotator cuff muscles in real live time with that movement. I'm going to encourage you to do it physically, even though I know many of you feel things quite strongly energetically. Otherwise, you probably wouldn't be here. Notice what happens when you actually do it physically. There's a different change that happens when we do it, not just in our minds. If you have the space and the means, doing this physically. And Loosening up all the various different connective tissue layers. Bring in some new circulation as you do this physically. Now, as that happens, releasing energy through the jaw joints, TMJ joints, and the sacroiliac, the back of the pelvis, and connecting all things TMJ, jaw, to all things back of the pelvis, sacroiliac. As this works with digestion and literally helps to digest our changes, digest new ways, or digest the old ways to make room and create new pathways for new beginnings. As we do this, also balancing the entire upper spine, lower spine, in all the ways, including cross fiber as well as same-sidedness, contralateral and ipsilateral. And interesting, it's showing up with this particular belief system / permissions of I'm not here to show off is the belief system. And the permission statement is that it's actually safe to show off a little bit. It's safe to be uninhibited and expressed in that way. It's safe to be a little larger than you might be used to with your energy. You actually don't need to protect that or hold that in and safeguard that or brace it against how it might be received as tightly as you have previously. And as that releases through the entire spine as well, it's also releasing from the pelvis bones and the skull bones, as if all the bones, the entire skeletal system now begins to get in on this. And we take this freedom of expression down to the very bones itself for both you and all of your ancestors that hang out, primarily connecting or connected to often enough, I should say, through the skeletal system. And I just see the bones, like each and every bone having its own little like dance party. Literally celebrating new life, new movements, new connections without being beholden to old patterns. They each become independent. And with that, releasing any tendency towards codependency. And the codependency tendencies are coming out of all the different joints that happen through all the different connections of all the bones in your entire skeletal system. And I'm going to invite you to imagine that every one of those connection points we can like dunk into a vat of all the wisdom, of all the juiciness that's contained in this cauldron of yours in the base chakra, that we can dunk almost like you would like dip something lovely into warm melted butter, whatever it is you like to do that with. Personally, big fan of crab. Yeah. Or whatever it is that you love to dip into warm melted butter. Maybe it's fresh bread. Or the like. And as we work with this, dunking every one of the joints themselves into the warmth and into the melting capacity that butter has, along with deep nourishment. It's like restoring the capacity for nutritious ways of not being codependent, not necessarily being super hardcore independent, but finding the space between that middle ground in a way that continues to support nourishment and nurturing connections. And as that happens, releasing grief from every one of these spaces of where all the different bones and the entire skeletal system joints. Releasing that all the way through here and linking this to the heart chakra to be held in her warmth, in its capacity to harmonize. And the way that the heart has of naturally extending both dignity and connection, a sense of respect for others as well as self, and honoring yourself first, rather than the usual ways where we might dismiss ourselves because others might need something. As you set that down, granting the other permission to find their own way to their own needs, granting them permission to learn, to stretch into new ways of behaving without you having to do it for them, releasing the grief of self-abandonment, of abandoning yourself, your needs, your desires, and what feels good for you. We're tapping this all in here, invitation to breathe, to receive. Letting that part slowly, slowly integrate by means of breathing, giving it a few slow, gentle breaths here. And we're heading into the back body and into the jaws alike. And here we're releasing now resentments. And all the silent, unspoken words that went with those experiences of deep, chronic, long-standing resentment around times in which you were seemingly abandoned, your needs abandoned as a little one. Through the layers, the years of childhood, and how that pattern seemed to perpetually play out afterwards. Release that as well through the sides of the skull, and as I said earlier, the low back and the middle back alike. And it seems to set the stage for some of that self-abandonment by the experiences of men abandon me, they're not there for me. And looking at all the experiences that your female relatives have had, again, six generations back, around those experiences of feeling abandoned, not being protected, and then in turn wanting to literally like double down on protection. That linking into the spleen, in particular the points around the mouth. The mouth is very spleen governed in Chinese medicine. And with it carrying a sense of distrust and despair alike. And as we interrupt this intercyclical, intergenerational family cycle through the generation, what is it to note that the buck gets to actually end here? That actually gets to stop now. And similarly, I'm going to invite that to as much or as little of it as ready to go to also die. I'm going to invite it to die now. And as we work with that, surrender to whatever extent it's available to go in this moment, linking it through to your exhale. calling out, releasing out, potentially banishing out this particular pattern. And releasing that through the, as well, back of the neck musculature. And helping the body mind to orient to what seems to actually be here now. And the preciousness of what the potential of the present moment holds. When we're not beholden so strongly to the past ways, we get to make room for what's actually here to see that, which creates a lot. Well, let me say this differently. It releases a lot of tension from the nervous system. And with this, releasing grief from the back of the eyeballs themselves. And it's around the grief of having to bear witness to suffering. And this is again going back through the entire family lineage. This goes all the way back to source itself. Releasing this pattern of witnessing suffering, witnessing pain, witnessing hurt. We're tapping this out here. Invitation to breathe, to receive. And then, to support the integration of this, we're linking the prefrontal cortex, which I think of as one of the two areas of the brain, along with the septal region is the other one, that connects us to all things heart, the heart energy in our head brain. Linking that through the conception vessel meridian that runs through the midline of the front body, it doesn't quite go all the way up to the forehead, but it's close, nearby. Into the area, and it, although it goes and extends past this point, we're linking it to just slightly below the navel. And it feels like this is bringing in all things heart-based through to all things all the way back through the perinatal realm to conception itself. What would it have been to have been conceived in the energy of stable, loving presence and essences? I invite you just to imagine that, what it would have been like to have been securely held, to be deeply nourished and protected, and what is it to attach in this safe way to those energies, to come into contact with that. I see the energy of nourishment now being held deeply in your hearts and in the lungs, that of protection in these get to interact with each other, and there's slight adjustments of all things heart and lungs as they move around and shift around to supportively open into that a little bit deeper. Let us see your body mind take a slow deep breath in, like it's maybe never breathed before, like you've been born again, noticing how it feels to breathe here. With every exhale, releasing the old, inhaling the new, breathing this in. Exhaling the old, inhaling the new, breathing this in a little deeper, breath by breath, as I tap this part out. And I invite you to continue to rest in this energy. I invite you to continue to let that rumble through you. And if any part of you needs a little extra support, bringing in your resource that you found earlier, bring in the resource that you found at the beginning. I have a song. I really hope I haven't played this one for you. And if I have, it may have been a while back. It might be worth a repeat. It's called Hey Nayana. It's from the album Earth Spirit by Christian Bullman. And I'll link it into the chat feature right away here. We invite you to breathe and rest, letting this all continue to rumble through you. Thank you for calling this medicine in, and thank you for all that you bring to the table, and thank you for the gift of you as you are. Thank you for all of your presence. Mwah. Blessings on your day, your week ahead. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Happy solstice, happy holidays. And we're on next week, in case you were curious. I am working through the holiday season. And if anyone needs any additional support, as always, I'm available. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful rest of your day. And I'm so glad it opened up some new considerations for you in terms of how you thought of this. Yay. Mwah. Again, bye for now, y'all. Have yourselves a beautiful, blessed day. Love you too.